From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The U.S. city of Charlotte, North Carolina is quiet this afternoon as a group prepares for another demonstration over the fatal police shooting of an African-American man. Friday night was relatively quiet compared to previous nights where one person was shot and killed and properties damaged. Charlotte's police chief said Friday the video police recorded during the fatal shooting of Keith Lamont Scott will eventually be released. The Scott family released cell video images that Scott's wife recorded in the moments leading up to his death on Tuesday. But it's undetermined if that video will clarify what exactly happened before her husband was killed. The massive manhunt continues this afternoon in the U.S. state of Washington for a gunman who fatally shot five people in a shopping mall late Friday. Four women and one man were killed inside the Cascade Mall in the city of Burlington.
You got dozens and dozens of detectives behind me going absolutely over every tip, both on social media and phone calls, trying to determine where this suspect is at.
Sergeant Mark Francis of the Washington State Patrol. President Barack Obama has vetoed legislation that would have allowed the families of the September 11th terror attacks to sue Saudi Arabia over its alleged ties to the hijackers involved in those crimes 15 years ago. Congress could override the president's action, with many saying it is likely. An override in this case would mark the first time in Obama's two terms that one of his vetoes was rejected. As the Russian-backed Syrian military stepped up its offensive against rebel-held areas of the city of Aleppo Saturday, the country's foreign minister said Syrians would not relent in their fight against terrorism. His comments came as airstrikes against the rebel-held section of the divided Syrian city of Aleppo continue Saturday with at least 30 dead.